Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Let's walk in.
Should find a better sheriff because this one is
just.
Well,
hard.
Obviously, he's just
from my perspective, he's the best sheriff. There was a problem. He got somebody else to solve it.
Exactly.
But that no, he's not.
And it didn't cost the taxpayers anything.
And we have to go speak with him.
I got him to solve spoils. It.
And we have to
I don't know if that's true.
Factions.
Yeah, we have to speak with our.
Hey, technically, the loot was not part of the city's loot because it was people coming in and out. So,
and anyway, I don't remember him saying anything about loot.
He basically said
this bag of flour. I've always had that.
and the fact that you're not really being paid by them.
Yeah, you're not being paid. Yeah.
You're just deputized. This is your form of salary.
He allowed you to have spoils.
To do with flour? I know it somehow becomes food.
Sell it to people who make food.
Can you just eat it directly?
It's not very tasty.
Yes, you should try that.
It's very flowery
Chucky.
Tasting and it's not good.
I don't see how this becomes food.
Trust me, eat enough of it, it becomes food.
Okay. I know you didn't. You like going to the Tavern Keep's faction instead.
Oh, it's true.
Yes. You're
some people
your
have factions.
Let's
some
turn
people
the
don't.
Prisoner into the
some people
sheriff, and then we use that term loosely.
No, let's literally turn him into the sheriff.
Wasn't
put an apron. So he's a butcher.
I presume.
No, you know, probably he would be a better sheriff.
Probably.
Well, we know he can
at least we know he has an issue.
Yeah.
All right.
Halt.
I don't know, I'm tired.
Your background.
You don't know anything about
it's a secret
that.
Thing.
I know, I don't. That, like, my character doesn't know that.
No,
I was wondering if there's anything
no
doing that.
There's no problem.
Well,
that's not her fact.
If we're not
going to
go see the sheriff, I'm just abandoning you guys and going to the bar and sitting where it's cool.
Well, after that, we should check out that quarry.
Likewise.
Okay.
Well, we have to go to our...
That's why I said after.
Okay, so...
I want to alternate boiled water and alcohol.
There you go. On the prisoner?
No, on me. I don't care about him. He's on
okay.
his own.
So you guys head back to town, and those...
You made your bed, you line it. That's funny, because
you're
tied up. You can't make
God, the sheriff is really quite glad to get the bandit problem taken care of, because, you know...
No one's as surprised as I am.
He even gives you, get this,
chicken. Oh, yeah.
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 You just have to cook it.
Oh, yeah. We also released the bear, so if that comes back to you...
As you see, there's a merchant in the back of the tavern house crying about my bear. I was gonna get rich off that bear.
I didn't say we released it. I said it escaped.
Oh, he doesn't over here. He's busy, drinking away his sorrows.
No.
Anybody specify that?
No.
No one requests
that. The sheriff didn't give a squat about that.
Our shaman would never allow it.
Yeah.
Not a shaman, but good idea.
A druid.
Oh.
This is like a restaurant.
Sorry, guys. Sorry,
it's
guys.
Okay.
I like your
It's
shirts.
Nice that our servers when we come to the table.
Yeah, you're
your seat signed.
I'm not.
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
You don't want to throw a plug on the podcast? We're recording.
Hi.
Plug away.
What am I supposed to say?
Something about the store.
D-D-D.
It's your store.
Oh, welcome to Empire Games here in Pasadena. Oh, wait. Tucson Games and Gadgets welcomes you all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us and for having this awesome room.
Anytime.
That he rolled a one.
No, you know, our listeners can't hear. He's actually a giant mantis person.
Yeah. Four arms, tricrine.
Yep.
Oh,
lives in Dark Sun.
He does.
Has those cool throwing boomerang knives.
His alignment is temporarily neutral because he needs water.
Well, that's true. We do live in the desert.
That's true. I'm not saying this isn't Dark Sun.
Tucson is Dark Sun.
Flashes of its own black hole sun.
Although, given how much I fry on the side, it's kind of a misnomer.
Because you, unfortunately, did not go with the feet that gives you immune to fire.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, you messed up.
Is there like a charity or any sort of soup kitchen or a place where all these people who are going hungry because they don't have supplies can get some sort of...
Yes, I'm sure this highly
is an outreach thing where they try to feed the hungry one day a week.
Okay. Right.
The foodstuffs would do great over there.
How... Sylvia. Oh, that's not Irish.
Wait, she must embrace
Sylvia.
The character.
I have to go from Dilek to Riona. Oi, Silvio.
Hi.
How much
I'm
are
Irish
you?
Now, huh? Yeah. I can't hear the accent here.
You're Irish instead of a Spaniard.
Yeah.
How much are you selling that flour for?
Well, I tried to hear me eat it. I think that was a joke. It's horrible.
No, you should
no,
keep
it wasn't.
The flour.
You should keep eating it.
You don't want the flour.
You could sell
because
that
because I'm going to give
for
this
money.
Away to hungry people.
That's fine.
All right. I mean, I'm just going to take the food supplies that no one wants.
Don't just,
I
could take by the way, to, don't just give it to them directly. It's horrible.
Oh,
I just
no,
tasted it.
I was going
to
make
friends.
Do
you just I was going to say.
I
thought it was
the,
just
I'm visiting the human priest, Imdar. I can take it.
Oh, yeah.
I will be happy to take it.
Well, I wanted to go speak with him myself because, you know, I have all this gold in my pockets that I don't know what to do with.
She wants to take
well,
the credit
on,
for being nice.
Church coffers.
That's right.
Right, like I'm off to see him.
Or she wants to take the credit
for
the charity.
I'll go with the cleric then.
Okay. So are you two going to the bathhouse?
To
yes.
The bathhouse.
Are you dragging anyone in the group with you?
The bathhouse, yeah.
You said you wanted to come to the bathhouse.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you asking?
No, you said you wanted to.
Well, you're very attractive.
He wants laundry. He has a strong suggestion that you should.
My charisma of
9.
Okay.
You scrub my back, sailor. I'll scrub yours.
Oh.
Hey,
the dragonborn.
I wasn't that kind of pirate.
I want separate tops.
It's hard to get clean in the same time.
Does the dragonborn? I assume you just oil them, right? It's like a lizard.
I'm giving
actually
take
a dragonborn
takes,
dissolves
gold
if he gets wet
to the church as well. I care not for money.
Okay.
And then I cannonball into his pot.
Their scales fall.
We need
off.
To be super careful.
Yes, if it ever rains, well,
course, if I didn't already have advantage,
I cannonball into the tub.
Is he coming with us?
So,
well, after refreshing myself,
you see, that's what you
I
call suicide. He just committed suicide.
Well, I look very concerned when he's getting near the tub.
I start scrubbing.
Well, there's multiple tubs with privacy curtains,
oh, good,
so you
okay.
can talk to each other.
But I know he's going into the tub and he's going to dissolve.
Sylvia is concerned.
Quick. Or he might be.
Well, not very concerned.
We may have a titter any moment here.
Not very concerned.
Oh, yeah.
I don't particularly care. I don't draw the curtain.
We're teetering on the titter here.
Does anybody have.
You're a dragonborn. You got a flat. There's nothing to
like, oh, the arms are moving.
Does anybody have anything to decant them to after he
dissolves?
I knew him for about 2 weeks.
I think you're screwing with me.
He was a good man.
You're totally screwing with me, aren't you?
I may be.
Your greater knowledge of nature is not
bad. Oh my god.
Maybe he's a different type of dragonborn. They might be the one that dissolves his fire.
Yeah, have you laughed like that all your life?
I don't believe you anymore.
Or is this just like evolved?
I've laughed.
Is this the
like
place
that.
Where they do your clothes while you're
they do.
Probably ever since I hit puberty.
Okay.
I don't remember how I laughed as a small child.
Joyously.
Well, I hope so.
With much hope.
With verve.
For the
I mean,
world.
I've always been a soprano, so. I don't know. I think it just develops. But, yeah, well, for as long as I can remember, when I'm not snorting. And people didn't like the snort.
What are you
so.
Snorting?
Snorting laughter.
The snort laughter.
Sure.
Verve.
I'm snorting your soul as a ginger, and I just snorted 20 more freckles worth of snow right out of
soul
here.
Freckles.
Soul freckles.
Like, okay. I haven't already lost that.
Lost it. You sold that shit on eBay.
Hey. How much is he going to pay for college?
Hey, I got a coupon to a movie that expired.
Bad trade.
Yeah. Bad trade. Turns out not worth it.
No.
But it was totally from a certified buyer.
Mm. So that's the problem. You bought the ticket for a movie that's a remake, and it was an original ticket.
Oh.
I bought it. I wanted to see the new Total Recall. Actually bought it for the old Total Recall. Didn't know why it was still on eBay.
Okay, what happens next?
Okay, so you guys have split up and gone to your various factions.
Yes.
And that's when they attack us, because we're weakest.
Oh, I'm being stabbed in this tub.
Pretty much at the temple, you guys are being, you know, offered refreshments. Clean yourself up in private cells.
The ranger would like to give you the 68 gold pieces. I don't care about money.
Thank you, thank you. By all means, they put it in a little coffer. Lock it away. Help the poor and the hungry.
Yes. And my friend here has another donation for you.
I brought you some flour and things. And you know, I'm quite good in a kitchen, and I would love to either help you with the feeding of the poor, or just, you know, here's some
make infinite
of this.
Honey.
It's yellow.
A layer of honey.
And it's metal, and it makes noise. Not really sure what you do with it.
Give me your gold coin.
Right. Well, I'm giving him most of them anyway. A few stuck back.
A few fell into your cleavage.
Well, you know, in case I have to help out someone else. So, I'm giving him 60 gold coins.
Oh, wow. Wow, this church is doing quite well all of a sudden.
Wow, they just made 128 gold in one minute.
I don't know if that's a lot or not.
Woohoo! We're going to get some acolytes here full time.
So, all I know is generosity is one of my ideals.
I already have.
You should use that money to teach the poor people how to hunt.
Bear hunting will be good for them.
Oh, God.
You don't start with bear
hunting.
Give a
man a fish, he eats today. Teach a man to fish, and he eats every day. Unless you're living here.
Let me tell you, if they try to eat that flower, it will definitely motivate them to start hunting.
Teach a man to hunt a bear, and he's got a sexy, sexy rug in front of him.
No. Try to teach a man to hunt a bear, the bear gets fed.
And that takes care of the overall population.
You do not start. And yes, and then everyone gets more food. See? Works out.
Circle of life.
All right.
So you guys who go to the bathhouse, basically you get treated to a nice, you know, fresh bath.
Treat yourself.
Lavender bath.
Treat yourself.
You know, they do your laundry while you're bathing.
Treat yourself.
Bring in hot water. The druid is really enjoying blowing bubbles.
Treat yourself.
Ew.
With his hands.
Okay.
And pretty much.
Treat yourself.
It's the red large spa.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I went for the mud. I went for the mud wrap.
They have a blanket in here.
Treat yourself.
I didn't know that.
Okay, pretty much both of your factions. Yeah, it's a really cool blanket, too. It was in here last night.
Treat yourself.
It didn't belong to the lepers or nothing.
Anyone?
That's good. Leprosy being contagious.
Oh, there you go.
Bring young Skywalker to me. He had the coward part really good.
There's a reason why his father protected him from the creepy old man. I used to serve the creepy old man when I was your age, son. Stay away from him.
Come into my special force closet.
Oh, don't believe him when he says he's going to teach you how to make your first lightsaber.
Touch my lightsaber.
As we were talking about the Star Wars and the bad ticket spot for souls,
treat yourself.
A friend did send me a link to free San Diego Comic Con tickets on eBay, and I'm like, you know that's a scam, right?
It has to be.
Wait, who would give them free?
No one.
Yeah.
No one would give them
free.
No.
It's
that's so insane. That's
like,
so not
it's
real.
Free, but give me your credit card information to pay for the taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see that person wreck episode?
AKA Nigerian Prince.
Treat yourself. Oh, hey, no. He just needs a couple hundred dollars to reclaim his throne.
Okay, so pretty much you guys are going to get the shame spiel in two different locations from your factions. Basically, you're getting the skinny on why you guys were actually sent here by your factions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you said shames.
Did we do something wrong? It's like, what do we have to be ashamed for?
Everything you did badly. You're supposed to kill the mayor, help the bandits out. You messed that up.
What's this Bizarro world?
It's Bizarro D&D.
So, pretty much, you're given the skinny on 6 months ago. And in... Skip that. Go to the other place. You guys are blowing bubbles in the bathtub.
No, I'm getting a manicure now. Treat yourself.
The red light's
wrong. That sounds more like a...
Treat yourself.
How did people cut their nails in the Middle Ages?
With a knife.
Just let it grow to a certain
length. So there must have been a lot of fingerless...
How do they just bit the nails off?
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Most people worked hard for a living, so they probably broke their nails off all the time.
Yeah, they're probably shabbing pretty often. But, you know, you get to that certain level where...
I look down on my city.
You know, if you fall, I would like...
He's the Dark Knight!
Where is she?
I've been having to do that voice all week. Been getting more into tea. Yeah, in a play. Been doing that voice all week.
Did you find your spot?
Okay,
yet?
I found my spot.
Where are the French fries?
So, especially to Miss O'Toole, this perks her ears, that you guys were actually sent here to search on rumors of a missing delegation from Mirabar.
Ooh.
It's a dwarven big mucky muck capital city.
Ooh, Mirabar.
Mirabar sounds like an elf.
You said an elf.
Well, you know, we dwarves can have cool sounding places too.
Yeah.
The elves don't have the whole
monopoly.
The elves actually have. It's true. The copyright laws.
It's because they're immortal, so their copyright laws are.
You say
ass.
the only thing that dwarves can have a cool name for is if it is follows after the forges of, then you can have a
cool
name.
True.
And the Mirabar delegation?
It was a very large, well-armed party, and the fact that it seems to have come to grief is quite newsworthy. And they would like you to find out, if you can, anything and everything about any possible credible leads to where the delegation went to.
They had swords forged in the forges of Mirabar. See?
There you go.
That sounds really good.
Sounds dwarfish. Right there.
Yeah.
Just give that boy a shot of something alcoholic.
I just became a dwarf now. Fun story. That's how it works.
You just became a dwarf man, just like that.
Now.
So you have a beard? Because you really, you know, you have to go through the beard growing ceremony to actually...
Well, no, that's the initiation.
Manhood as a dwarf.
Yes.
I thought it was the leg binding.
No, it's the beard growing.
So they stay short.
You want a woman with a beard who could
sink your teeth into.
That will always be my favorite quote ever. And I forgot which movie it's
the first,
from.
Dungeons
and Dragons.
The first D&D movie.
I like that movie.
I want a woman with a beard.
You know, Gary Gygax was actually in that movie.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is you?
He was one of the councilmen in the...
Really?
I got so scared of the stupidest part of that movie.
Well, how old were you?
I was like six or something.
Yeah.
Was this the one with the Wayans brother in it?
Yes.
As the rogue.
The one where you're not sure if the main character is a rogue or a paladin?
No, he's a rogue.
He's a rogue.
He is so rogue. Come on, Richard O'Brien was the head of the Thieves Guild. Awesome!
Yes.
Well, it's Richard O'Brien. Hello.
Okay. So you guys have this clue that you want to investigate this in the area of Red Larch?
Yes.
Okay.
And
the most important thing is that all of you are relaxing and recuperating.
What do we feel?
You feel a golden glow around your feet.
Ooh.
And it raises up like the sun glowing on you.
Treat yourself!
Yes! And I got an 8!
You are level 2 now.
Because you roll your hit dice, right?
Yep. Add it to your hit points.
Awesome. I got... So, what you're saying is now I gotta treat myself.
You gotta treat yourself.
Anyone see that episode of Parks and Rec? Treat yourself.
Well, as much as I want to be level 2, we now have to all use the book because we don't know what our powers and abilities are.
True, true.
Which is why I already have the book.
Is there a way to just average your hit points?
No, you roll a die.
Oh, you roll your hit die.
See, look, D10.
Wow, I have lots of things marked in this book. Why do we have all these things marked in this book?
I know. I
don't know. Do you see that? Did everybody
see
that?
Awesome! Oh! Yes, wow. We see
wow.
I rolled my max, too. Well, I rolled a 9, which is almost my max.
That's fine.
Five?
I got a 4 out of 6.
I got 6.
I got a 5 out of D8.
6 out of 8.
Hey,
not bad.
Better than 4.
It's better how D-Lack used to roll for hit dice, which would be like,
sure,
I
the 2.
Roll a 1, I'm the tank, and I have the lowest hit points in the party. That's
but
great.
You also have the highest AC, right?
Did you call yourself D-Lack? Because that's like Dalek?
Yeah.
D-Lack, yes. It's
D-Lack. Delectable lady.
Sorry, guys, I got to take a moment to treat myself.
No, no, it's okay.
What is your proficiency bonus equal to? Where does that number come from?
That's on your class. Fighters real quick.
Lady Corlin might not work for him.
Guys,
yeah, I got you know. I know.
So for the fighter, I don't believe it goes up. At second level, your proficiency bonus doesn't go up until level 5.
Okay.
Then it goes up +1.
Okay.
Are rangers classified under fighter?
Nope, it's a ranger.
Okay. Yeah, they're
it's not class. Like the pre-gen character.
So I don't like get action surge or... What do we get?
For rangers, you would get to pick a fighting style, and you get your first spell.
So you said on level 20,
okay,
right?
A fighting style.
2.
Huh?
Level 2.
0. 20. Yeah, yeah, I heard it.
Oh. What happens for monks?
And I get to pick a spell. All
right.
Yep, you'll know 2 first level spells.
So at
2, I get 2 first level spells.
2 first level spells.
Right. So at level 2. Wait, can I get that?
Bless you!
Oh my.
That was like
Wow.
Out of the blue there.
She was almost possessed, I think.
Yes.
So you're saying, so at level 2, a druid either chooses to be Circle of the Land, where
your
laymen have spells.
Right, so your movement's going to go up 10 feet.
Yep, so you have to pick what kind of druid you want to become.
That's good.
So what do I
get key points.
For
I don't know where you would mark that there, maybe on your class ability somewhere.
Yeah, you may want to, because chi points you're going to be using constantly.
Key's there. Let me see.
So proficiency bonus stays the same. I get an extra spell, and I can turn into an animal with a challenge rating of 1, I believe.
Yep, and the animals are at the very back of the player's handbook.
Okay,
like
how
many chi points do you
have? Is easy at second level. The only change is I get action surge.
Right.
Well, so what are my choices of fighting style?
Give me just
a sec.
Sorry. So you can do... You can do it second level as a ranger. You can be proficient in archery, defense, dueling, or 2 weapon fighting.
Archery
gives you +2 to attack. Defense gives you +1 to AC. Dueling, when you have a melee weapon and only in one hand, you get +2 to damage.
Don't do that. I do that one.
2 weapon fighting is you get to do a second attack with your offhand.
That's good.
Okay, because I do have the double short swords.
Or do you want to stay with the bow? What's
yeah,
your
it's
one?
Like,
preference?
Which do you guys, I mean,
do I get all 3 or 2?
Improve my archery
cool.
or do my
bow
double
is
wheel?
Cool. I say bow, but.
I always went bow.
Hey, guys.
Okay,
yes.
+2 to shoot.
Druid of the Moon, yeah.
Druid of the Moon.
You've been favoring ranged style.
I
anyway,
do.
So.
I'm a ranger.
What
okay,
is
so
bonus?
It was +2 to attack.
So pick, write down archery down in your bottom corner.
Okay.
And your +2 to attack rolls made with ranged weapons.
I'm so going to use this first.
+2 to attack?
Yep, +2 to attack.
So what does a bonus action count
with
as?
You get your standard action, your movement, and a bonus action. You only get 1 bonus action per round.
So what covers a bonus action?
Usually it's like dropping or picking up something, and there's a whole list.
It's not another attack?
It's for you, it can be. What?
Action surge. For a
action
yeah,
surge
yeah.
for a fighter. I do believe that's the you get a second. You get
for
1 second
stash.
Attack, but it takes a long rest to get it back.
Or hide.
No, for rogues.
No, I feel like
yeah.
because
yeah.
I
did
have
you see what it
dash.
Does? Because I'm completely
dash.
Yeah.
Or
action
hide.
Surge
oh, okay.
1 use for fighters.
That's actually pretty cool.
And it is action surge at second level. You can push yourself beyond normal limits for a moment. On your turn, you can take 1 additional action on top of your regular action, as a possible bonus action.
Okay.
Now I get spells.
So I got a question.
So, but
and it takes a short, a short or a long rest before you can use it again.
Animal friendship is pretty much as charm for animals, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally getting that.
Nice.
Well, you're so charming.
Well, because I feel like the bear and me.
For animals.
Yeah.
So I get one bonus action.
Oh, you know
until
I'm charming for other things,
yeah.
too.
So basically it'll let you attack again.
We're all animals. Some of us more than others.
So what kind of spells
and
do
I think, Jonathan, you have to pick your fighting
spells?
Style?
Oh, I do, okay.
I think...
No, I think her monastic tradition kicks in at third.
Okay, so it's just unarmored movement, and you get
key points.
Chi or ki.
And I get primbows, patient defense, and
wait, okay, you need your spells.
Nice.
Ranger spells.
I'll look it up real quick.
Yep. And for the cleric?
Take down with his word, or
it's so many words.
This one's, you're going to be doing lots of writing shortly.
So
cleric's going to
first level, you can choose between all of the first levels.
Your basic, just so you have an idea as we're playing.
So your spell slots for the cleric is going
to
increase by one.
Okay, so that means I get another cantrip?
Cantrips are unlimited. You get one more spell slot.
No, no, but...
So write them down. So I wrote down
second level
numbers.
For the druid's
here.
The best.
Okay.
Three now goes
and
to four.
That'll
so you can cast four level one spells per day.
So I can have unlimited cantrips.
Unlimited cantrips, yep.
But I can only have so many memorized at a time.
Yeah.
I get why you...
So that doesn't change.
That doesn't change. Next level, you'll get one more first level spell and two second level spells, but fourth is when you get a new cantrip.
I don't get why.
Okay, so
like,
how many second level spells do I get?
You don't get any yet.
What?
I'm second level, but I don't get
sweetie,
any.
Sweetie, the spells go a different thing. It's only up to level 9 in spells. It's like every three levels you get.
That's why mages
levels.
Aren't instantly more powerful.
Yeah, you don't want mages to be instantly powerful. That's dangerous. So you also get channeled divinity. So at second level, you gain the ability to channel divine energy directly from your deity, doing this energy to fuel stuff. When you use your channel divinity, you choose which effect to create. You must then finish a short nerf. So for channel divinity, basically you have turn dead.
So is that a...
Or you can do Radiance of the Dawn.
So I get one or the other.
Yeah.
What's Radiance of the Dawn?
Radiance of the Dawn. Starting at second level, you can use your channel divinity to harness sunlight, banishing darkness and dealing radiant damage to your foes.
Cool.
As an action, you present your holy symbol, and any magical darkness within 30 feet of you is dispelled. Additionally, each hostile creature within 30 feet of you must make a constitution saving throw. A creature takes radiant damage equal to 2d10 plus your cleric level on a failed saving throw, half as much on a successful one. That's one hell of a freaking nuke.
Yeah, but Pelor is also got a real hard on against undead.
True, but baby, this is each hostile creature within 30 feet of you.
Yeah.
Basically, you pull out your holy symbol and things burst in flames around you.
Okay, so which one is that?
That's Radiance of the Dawn.
Radiance.
That's an insanely powerful spell.
That's pretty awesome. Guys, I dropped a chip.
You dropped a chip. I guess the chips are down.
Yeah, I'll show you.
No poker joke there? The chips are down?
So yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I don't have enough poker knowledge.
Good
theory.
Poker.
I mean, you know.
I need to go play
the game.
Bird. Okay, so you got your Radiance down?
Yeah.
And you also get Divine Domain.
Hold on, so these don't go under the spells? What do these go under?
What are you talking about?
Third powers.
No, this would be something you put on down here on your sheet. It's
oh.
not a spell. It's a channel
divinity
thing.
Because you can't really, like...
Yeah.
Second level for druids, the best.
Okay, so
it should only turn into animals.
Oh, that's why I didn't take it. Okay, never mind.
And turning into animals is a powerful thing.
I gotta look at what animals.
Okay, so for like Hunter's Mark, when it says it's a bonus action, does that mean I can do it and still attack?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
It says casting time, one bonus action.
So it means you can cast it and you still have your action in
to
your movement.
That's what I wanted to confirm.
Okay.
Definitely getting Hunter's Mark. Extra damage.
It's literally just like the World of Warcraft.
I know.
It's the, I mark you. There's no escape.
I remember when I tried to play Druid of World of Warcraft, and then I couldn't play anything but the, the specializations for Druids were so messed up.
They were.
Like, okay, bear, so you want to be the tank. That's great. But at lower levels, you have no attack as, like, a bear.
Yeah.
So it's like, So I can't level as the tank. You gotta, like, use the moon one.
Yeah, be a boomkin.
You gotta be a boomkin, and then you can, at when you're, like, 80, then you can specialize in something else.
Yeah, I know, that's the one that sucks. It's just, like, if you want to be a healer, you start out as a healer, soloing the
high enough. Okay, let's work on the healer in the game now.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah.
She's so ready.
Because you got your...
I got the Radiance of the Dawn.
And you also have Channel Divinity, which allows you to turn dead.
I thought this Radiance of the Dawn was, so I get both.
You get both.
Okay.
Pretty sweet.
So you weren't, I thought you said
you
I
can
had
choose to do one or the other, and it takes a rest for you to regenerate.
You can only do
one today. Yeah, you can only do one.
You can only do one once a day, but you can, like, I guess.
But it's still very handy. Mm-hmm.
I see what animals are going to turn into.
Okay.
And you get one more, basically you can cast one more spell.
One first level spell.
Yeah. One first level spell.
Hey, you found your chest.
So pretty much that's all you need to do, except roll your hit dice, which you've already done.
Yes.
Two deco.
Okay.
Jim, could you like list off possible animals I could turn into?
Oh, yeah.
What about vegetables? And
I will stab you.
So.
Yeah, the pirate's gonna
It's got to be a challenge rating of what?
One.
One or less? You can become a bat. You can become a black bear.
Okay, those things are not equal.
Yeah.
And wait.
It's one or less.
I can't become a bat because isn't it no flying and swimming?
What does the druid thing say?
Yeah, for druid. That's weird.
Let's go back to druid and we'll see.
Because
we'll...
it says as a moon form, you get the bonus of being able to turn into better creatures.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Let's go to the druids and find it. So, class features. That's a paladin. That's not a druid. Okay, so wild shape. At second level, you can use your actions to magically assume the shape of a beast that you have seen before. So normally, it's got to be a challenge rating of a quarter or smaller. But which they give an example of no flying or swimming, and a wolf is an example. And you went with moon.
Yeah.
So when you choose the circle at second level, you gain the use of wild shape on your turn as a bonus action rather than as an action. Additionally, while transformed, you can use a bonus action to expend one spell slot to regain 1d8 hit points. Wow. Circle forms. You can transform into more dangerous animals. Starting at second level, you can use a wild shape to transform into a beast with a challenge rating as high as 1. You ignore max CR, blah, blah, blah. So you can go as high as a 1.
Yeah.
So you've got brown bear, which is a challenge rating of 1. Basically, it's the biggest of the bears. You have, there's cat, snake, crocodile, you could apparently go dire wolf, too. That's a CR1.
Whoa, dire wolf?
Yeah.
What's better, black bear or dire wolf?
Can't be that. A lion.
They had to have adjusted some of these stats.
Yeah, this isn't the uber dire wolf. It's just a low-level dire wolf pup.
Please, can it be an uber dire wolf?
Not for CR1.
What about a super mega dire wolf?
Yeah. See, that's not an uber dire wolf.
You can become a rat. You become a warhorse and pull a wagon.
See? That would have been awesome.
So, let's see which one of these beasties is better. Between the brown bear, large beast, and the dire wolf. Well, the bear gets multi-attack.
Woo!
The dire wolf has got a higher AC.
Well, I think the bear gets to multi-attack all the time. I get to do it once, basically once a day.
Yeah.
It's called the bear slap.
So,
well, that fits with me, though. I can attack extra times, but I'm not really going to do it that often.
Yeah, so he's spending energy.
So the dire wolf is faster, a little bit tougher, like we're only talking 3-point difference, and his AC is 3 points higher, but he only gets a bite attack, which is an okay attack. The bear is a little lower in the AC, a little lower in the hit points, a little slower, but has keen smell, multi-attack, bite, and claws. So, and technically, if he attacks with a bite and a claw, he can do more damage than the wolf.
So, okay, give me the stats for that bear.
Okay.
That's his go-to monster.
It's like, brown bear, when in doubt.
Form of.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
So, armor class is 11. Hit points is 34. Speed is 40. Climbing is 30. Your strength is a 19, which is plus 4. Your dex is a 10, which is plus 0. Constitution is a 16, which is plus 3. And then, of course, the other stats are still your same. Your plus 3 to perception. Your passive perception is 13. And you have the ability of keen smell. You have advantage on all perception smell checks.
Yes.
Then you have multi-attack. Bear makes two attacks, one with a bite, one with the claws. Mm-hmm. Your bite is a melee attack that's plus 5 to hit. On a hit, it does 1d8 plus 4. Bite and that's with your strength modifier.
5, 1d8 plus 4.
What a... And your claws are plus 5 to hit.
Yeah.
And it's 2d6 plus 4 slashing damage. The first one was piercing damage.
Do you think a cleric of Pillar would use necromancy?
No!
You should not.
It's like inflict wounds is
that
very...
That is the quickest way to be kicked out.
Okay,
well,
so
to
they...
be fair, it's Pillar and not... Yeah, like,
I'm not
it's
necessarily. I'm neutral
not
good.
Necessarily an alignment
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
It's an aspect
it's just,
issue. So,
but Pelor does not like necromancy.
I know. Mm-hmm. See, this is first level.
And
necromancy.
If a priest of hers was doing necromancy, that is a quick way to
so
no
slippery
longer be a
slope
friend.
Out of that
I
temple.
Know. See, okay, I'll just go with the.
I'm gonna have to drop a phone call and get a paladin to come on there and check that out.
Well, it's pretty darn powerful.
Hey,
it's
paladin.
A level 1 spell that's 3d10 necrotic damage.
Paladin, one of my priests is acting up killer right now.
No. I'm not seeing killer, but pattern the back and cast Smite Evil and see what happens.
Yeah.
Hi, Smite. Nothing? Okay, cool. You're still part of the church. Like,
yeah.
You're being part of the church.
Because I'm like, little, that's pretty darn tempting.
Mm-hmm. It's an evil, evil spell.
You know what's also tempting?
Yeah.
Not ever being a person.
Very true.
I can't.
So
that,
everybody's all
I
leveled
will.
Up. Got your hit dice roll.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find one more spell.
Choosing one more spell.
Someday.
Choosing one
Did
more
you
spell.
Bring the ranger cards?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm torn between Fog Cloud and Hail of Thorns. I think I might go Hail of Thorns.
I can't believe one of the druids' options is we can get better spells.
See, because Hail of Thorns
Fine.
Is a bonus
action.
Create
to destroy
and
water.
Also,
well, you don't get a new spell, baby. You get one more spell slot.
I know.
Okay.
And I would love to learn spell slots so I can cast Cure Wounds more than once?
Yes.
Oh, never mind that. Screw that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're not getting a new spell. You get one more use of the spells you have.
Oh,
or
see, I thought...
Yeah. At next level, you'll be getting a new spell as well as you get the next tier of spells.
Okay, I'm going to Cure Wounds twice.
Yeah, so you have you have one more slot for the spells that you have.
So when we increase a level, do we get extra spell slots?
Depends on the
one?
Levels.
Depends
different
on
number
levels
do different things.
Hey, Gil, listen to this. Next time you hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack before the spell ends, this spell creates a rain of thorns that sprouts from your ranged weapon or ammunition. In addition to the normal effect of the attack, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 1d10 piercing damage on a failed save, or half.
That's
on a successful one.
Is that friendly party members as well?
It would
as...
be everybody creature.
Yeah.
So I like you if Silvio is like in deep, I shouldn't use it. But
Silvio
if I but say we had those guys clustered over there
yeah.
that nobody was next
yeah.
to, I could have.
Mm-hmm.
I like that when I turn into a bear, my health more than doubles, almost triples.
Yeah.
Well, bear.
Wait, okay, wait. What's bear? What's
so.
Bear?
And the nice thing is you can use one of your spell slots to heal 1d8 damage.
Mine goes slightly less than double.
So basically,
or no,
when you go into your animal form, you can burn all your spell slots just to keep yourself healed
and
as a bear.
And when I go back to a human, it heals.
Uh-huh.
But,
because bear don't give no fuck. That's what I shout before I turn into a bear and give no fuck.
So
this is the bear's bowl of fucks and it is empty.
Look at all the fucks not being given.
Here's a question. It doesn't say how often I can use it though.
One.
It's a one-shot spell.
So you can do it once a day.
You have two. You have two spells that you know, and you can cast two spells per day.
Okay. So you can. Does she work like a sorcerer?
Well, druids, where she basically does her meditation and poof, she has her two spells.
Out of spells known. Okay, so yeah, you can cast it twice a day, but then you couldn't cast in your other spell.
Yeah, you can do one twice or one of each or any combination of the. You know two off the top of your head, and you can cast two spells, period, because that's how much you can channel the energy. You know, because anything more than that, you're seriously fatiguing yourself, and, you know. You don't.
Okay, so it says here, the next time you hit a creature. So I can say here, this is just, you know, I cast before I shoot Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And if I succeed in hitting, that means I can then inflict this one too, or it's on the next time I attack.
So let's look at Hunter's Mark real quick. Because I'm flipping pages too to catch up to you. Hunter's Mark. Hunter's Mark. It's a bonus action.
Right,
so
both
it's
bonus actions.
Okay, it's a concentration spell, so you want to be careful. You don't want to get hit while using concentration spells because you could lose your concentration.
These are both concentration spells.
Okay, you choose a creature that you can see within line of range, marking it as your quarry. Until the spell ends, you deal extra damage whenever you hit it with the attack, and you take advantage from any perception or survival checks to find it. Wow. Wow. If you drop the creature to 0 hit points before the spell ends, you can use a bonus action and a subsequent turn of yours to mark a new creature. So you can keep the spell in play constantly.
Yes. Well, the one time I use it.
Okay, so it's a and what's the other spell you're
looking at? Hail of Thorns.
Okay.
I want to know, does it, I have to hit the creature first before I enact this, or do I, it's like a second time I hit something?
Okay, so the next time, so basically you would cast this before you take an action, but the problem is it's a concentration spell as well. You can
so
only
you
have
can't
one,
do both.
You can only have one concentration spell.
Gotcha, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah. So
but I can do it before I hit someone.
Yep. So basically you can cast this, and for up to 1 minute, until you finally hit something, it goes off. It'll be the first thing you hit.
Okay.
So don't stomp your foot into the ground.
Don't stub your toe.
I'm gonna shoot.
Don't stub your toe. Don't stub your toe.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Hunter's Mark and Hail of Thorns.
Those are two.
I'm gonna go with the Don't Give No Fucks mode.
Okay.
Well, I'm either gonna take Action Surge or Action Surge.
Action Surge is probably your best bet.
Action Surge kicks some.
I love
Wait
Action
a second.
Surge.
So you got an advantage when you were on a bear. Best combat mode ever.
Right.
Especially since you can now become a bear.
I can ride you into combat.
Well, except you're still medium.
Yeah.
Don't get no
bugs.
Oh,
righty.
Wait, am I still medium?
Yeah.
Your brown bear is not
very
big.
Yeah, brown bear still counts as medium.
Screw that.
Yeah, that's lame.
I'm like, let me check, because I think it's actually... Yeah, it's a large beast.
Oh, really?
Oh!
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, the dire wolf and the bear jump up to the large category.
The don't give no fuck stops for no man.
This is now the bear.
your ogre figure.
I don't know. He looks like he's giving a couple of fucks.
I don't like that.
There's no elf wizard in the group for him to care about.
Since I'm going archery, we should use that other... figure that I bought.
This one?
No, it's a white one. All, it's unpainted.
We're going to go for this one for now.
Yeah.
Bam. Very, very charming.
I'm
going to
go for the horribly, horribly mislabeled Expeditious Retreat, because that's not how I'm going to use it.
Expeditious Advantage. Push the advantage.
Well, it's just retreating in a different direction.
Yeah.
It's a forward retreat.
I like to retreat.
The best
reaction.
Defense is an offense.
The bear don't know retreat.
There are no paper towels in the room either.
Bear
do you need
retreat.
Something?
To wipe the map, but I'll just flip.
I'll go
no,
wait.
No, I'll flip the map.
I think I did that wrong.
There's a rag over there.
Druids don't get any
spells.
Yeah,
there's a rag over here.
Let me check. I don't
know. Check.
Oh, nah, I don't want to like permanently mar that
They
up.
Have paper towels in the powder rooms. And we're still, like, spellifying, so...
Spellifying.
Spellifying.
It will take all of, like, 2 minutes to go.
I mean, I guess I kind of spellify.
And you spellify. You spellify into a bear who gets words. No bucks.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by spellifying and not giving no fucks.
Just so you know, this party just lost me.
Actually, you get one additional first level spell slots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I said I thought I did it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I added a spell and not a slot.
Oh, yeah. That's next level. Just like with Kelly, you get...
I got a spell and a slot.
Hey, if I can cast Cure Wounds again, I'm happy.
That is pretty useful.
I can turn into a bear.
If you can cast Cure Wounds or Burning Hands one more time... Remember, it counts for that, too.
Yeah.
You can now go, heal, burn, heal, burn. All right, I'm productive.
Or.
I just doubled my.
So I can cast multiple ones more than time?
Wait a second.
Yeah, you have spell slots.
As a bear, I can heal a so D8 by using spell slots.
Yeah.
You could heal me. Are we saying that the bear will never stop?
Pretty much.
The bear's a tank.
You have, what, 3 or 4 spells that you can cast?
I got 3 spells. So
I'll ride the bear into combat.
If in theory, you sent just Xander in there as the bear, he has 3 1d8 heals on himself, and you have up to 4 heals.
So I can now do Healing Word twice, Cure Wounds twice, Shield of Faith twice, Burning Hands twice, and Fairy Fire twice.
No, you can do it 4 times. This number is how many of these spells you can cast in one day.
Yeah, but the domain ones don't count.
The domain ones do count.
Okay, so then...
So basically, all those spells you have there, you can cast in any combination of you choose up to 4 times per day. Okay. But what we're saying with Xander is basically he can perpetually keep healing himself because he can burn spells
and
to heal
himself.
And
when I turn back to human, I heal.
Technically, no, so be careful. Usually it's the percentage of damage.
That's all.
Because there's so many.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. So I might be like, pass out.
No, well, no, you wouldn't die. It would just be, you know, okay, you're at like half. Oh, thank you.
There are actually not paper towels in the commode.
Oh, no.
Because it's an air blower thing.
It's a blower.
Which I totally forgot.
But there are shenanigans.
There's always shenanigans.
But they have napkins today because they're having some sort of like.
Magic.
Yeah.
And they're all like.
I asked about the carrots and they said they're like, only for winners.
You stepped into my trap card. And then they're like, believe in the heart of the cards. And then they're like, Xander, you don't know magic terms.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
And then I'm like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Gotta catch them all.
I choose you, Pikachu. And they're like, we don't understand.
I know. I choose you, Necromancy.
Oh, yes.
Pure black decks, yes.
Oh, God. My friend Dan plays nothing but black decks, my God. It's like watching Jazz play a zombie deck in Smash Up. I'm going back to my graveyard. You know what?
Hey,
I'm
guys.
Discarding this because I need it in my graveyard.
No, it gets better if you ever do like if a red-black, because the cards that just instantly kill a creature, and then you're like, oh, also I'm taking it from your graveyard and putting it as a soldier.
Or worse, when you do the, okay, I'm going to do something that will kill one of mine and one of yours, just so I can bring him right back.
Yeah.
And by the way, now that he counts as this kind of creature, he's +1/+1.
Mm. And also,
I'll bring out a Baron Sangir.
Also, tapping one island, you take 1 point of damage.
Ooh.
Glenn is a very big magic guy.
Oh, really?
Super, yeah, super into it.
Well,
maybe, you know, when we're, like, having Glenn melt down... due to stress, we should just, like, put it into...
Throw magic cards in it.
Magic terms.
Mana tap, mana tap!
Mana locked.
Mana burn.
Mana ray. Man of war.
Total mana.
Actually, if you get a chance, you should message Glenn and tell him you love him because he's having, like, a rough time.
Aww.
I'll message Glenn.
Glenn's having a rough time?
Yeah. Glenn's the best.
Aww. So I'll share later.
Who's Glenn?
Glenn is the best. Glenn is one of our partners in crime.
Yes,
he is.
Yes,
in the tea dueling.
He's a diva in the tea dueling world.
He is. He's the most diva of all of us.
I know.
So I got to get my bear figurine with the rest of them.
Yep.
Or also the no fucks given mode. I'm just there. You guys.
You don't even do a talk about the map.
I can't control my powers. I turned into a bear at the bathtub. I'm like Paddington up here.
You're like a gremlin.
We'll get him a leather rain slicker.
Don't feed or get wet after midnight.
Okay, so now that you guys are level two, is there anything you need? You're...
Well, I'm level two. I'm leaving these guys behind. Going straight to the top.
Well, I need a good bow. I need a magic bow.
Didn't you give all your
or no?
Money
what's
away?
The magic item?
Right? Didn't you give all your
hunter's
money away?
Bracers or something?
Is that fun story? Lots of those things happen to cost money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which some of the party are lacking.
I kept so selfless.
Good. See, I place no stock in wealth or wealthy
people. But we're not selfless.
I don't trust rich people.
I don't get over
as the GM plays with figures.
Yes.
And there goes Venom Fang.
I didn't see you playing with your dolls again, sir!
See, that's how you take out Venom Fang. Just turn into a bear on top of him.
There right. You go.
And then call in Darth Helmet.
That's right.
He tries to fly away? No, he can't, because there's a bear on top of him.
For a steampunk
so then he lands and he casts his poison cloud right around himself.
Oh, he wanted that, yeah.
Oh, that
would have
been awesome.
But no, he can't, because there's a bear on top of him.
Safari.
He can still cast it.
No, because then the bear slams his head into a rock.
Oh, yeah, no, bears have got kung fu moves.
No, the bear just does this. That's the motion.
But it's D&D and it doesn't have good grapple rules.
Well, okay. It's well, wait, are we using other systems? Then my bear needs potence to punch straight through him.
Oh. Ah, then in that case, my venom pain uses celerity to go fly up so high in the air, the air's too thin, and the bear passes out.
Whoa.
And then he falls out, and he has this Hulk moment. Whoa.
Okay, so we're doing a vampire D&D smash-up?
And then when he comes down, venom comes down, and as you've passed out, he gives you mouth to mouth, and he uses his cone attack.
And then,
you fart out dragon gas, and you manage to land safely.
And then I kill him. Okay.
And this is out of control.
It's like a game of smash up. Okay. So, is there anything you guys do wrapping up in town for level two?
I will play tonight. Now that I'm.
So you guys are hitting the tavern house.
Oh yes.
Miss O'Took's already in the back private booth, being lavished with the. The new casks that have been opened up just for your tasting pleasure.
You know, that's how it rolls.
Of course, as I walk in, I'm going to take a drink from somewhere. Sit down.
Anywhere.
At a table.
Hey, and at this point, people are talking, so they're like, no, dude. You know, the guy was going to go, hey! No, seriously, buddy, do not say shit. Just let it go. I will buy you your next round. Just let him have that drink.
I'm just going to keep taking drinks from that guy.
He's deadly.
Okay. You don't get nice things.
He doesn't know it, but I'm paying his tab.
Oh, then you have to pay a lot.
He doesn't know it. You don't know it.
You remember what happened last time we were at the inn?
Oh,
I only took drinks for
you. Guess what? That means that you're the charity case for the party.
The poor Harold barmaid, she's like...
Oh,
I feel... Because I don't want it to come out.
Oh, don't worry. She didn't feel too bad about it.
You're a terrible, terrible druid. You know that.
He freed the bear.
That's something.
He feels good about himself,
and that's the thing.
Oh.
That's where he made contact with his inner bear spirit.
He's a pirate druid.
That's why he's
we missed
a bear
that
now.
Scene where it's like, pretty sweet being a bear, isn't it? And the bear's like,
what's up?
See, it's very clear what I'm going to do. But...
Palmy bear, bro.
And then I'm like, I can't. I'm not a bear. And he's like, yes, you are.
It's like a spirit quest accomplishment sort of thing. You know,
yes.
You probably got
very
like,
quick.
It's Silvio's
quest.
Playing tonight. I'll also play my flute.
Oh okay.
Nice. So do jam session. Join in, dude.
Okay, so you guys.
We're a trio.
Okay.
You're the famous Red Larch Trio.
I don't think we want to be named after this place.
No, I would rather not.
I want no memories of this.
Because there would be this one goober.
We call our band the Murdering Hobos.
The minute. Motivational lead. We need to
because the problem is, as soon as you guys name yourselves as Red Larch, there's always this one groupie chick that comes running in, and what does she say?
The Larch!
The Larch!
Yeah, you have to say it like that.
So,
too excited.
Anyone else hear these rumors about that embassy that went missing or whatever?
The delegation? Yeah, we need to check with the caravan folks and the local townsfolk.
We also need to go to that port.
Yes.
You're playing music.
We need to check on those masked figures. I really don't like them for some reason.
Yeah, well,
no, we
that was
like
very aggressive.
Masked and getting up to shenanigans. To Pilgore.
Yeah.
Sure.
What, they show up at, in the daytime, right?
Do we get any information from the barkeeps and
oh,
stuff
he's
like
busy.
That? Well, he can ask nonetheless.
More to the point, does she get any information?
Yeah, and the barmaid and any other...
Oh, I'm sure I'll ask the barkeep some questions.
Unfortunately, the barkeep's
like
got
like
something else on his mind.
Will you marry me? Oh, I don't think we're talking about marriage.
Nope, he suddenly went there.
I'm really...
He's ready to commit.
If he went there.
This is super awkward.
Too soon.
He's ready to commit.
The info on the delegation, please.
I'm a monk. I don't commit. I have a man in every tavern.
we're like
sailors.
It depends on the order.
Yes.
Only
she's just not a very good monk.
No, you
she's
know
a great monk.
My order of monks.
She's into monkey business.
We're not celibates, nor do we refrain from the drink. We're monks who embrace life, all the life-given elements of life.
What god are you worshiping?
The best god?
The one of fertility.
Yeah. Right. Some god from an old book that I haven't seen in the new book, so I don't know what god
is. That is a great one.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, or opposition. I don't know. So. Yes, I'll ask the, in between a variety of discussions, I'll ask the barkeep if he heard anything about these scallywag dwarves coming through town, all puffed up about themselves, some sort of delegation, and then they just disappeared as, you know, dwarves of their caliber are so often wont to do, and just leave good people behind.
Oh, some passive aggression.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want them to think
they'll leave after they say they love you. But I guess if you did it.
Well, not quite like that. More of, don't be jealous, sweetie. I'm not interested in those nasty dwarves. I have eyes only for you in this particular tavern. At this particular moment, can't promise what next week will bring.
he basically just, you know, after telling you that there's only one dwarf he's concerned about right now. Mm. His concerns start and stop
dwarf.
With this one dwarf right here in front of him.
You're just so delightful. Well, you know. Well, you know, my main concerns stop and start right here in this booth, as it turns out. But, you know, I've been rather hired to a certain extent, if you will, to solve this issue. And, well, I'd rather stay here and discuss recipes with you in more detail upstairs. Every now and again, I have to come up for air, as it were, and, you know, do good works. Keep my monk title. They're very particular about that.
Well, if she's distracting him, then that means more drinks.
I think we must set out in the morning,
go
but where to?
Business.
Which one shall I say we go for the
quarry? Oh, we will paying his tab.
Probably the quarry's, you know, hanging over our heads. We should clear
it's
that
true.
Off.
The quarry is hanging over our heads. These mysterious figures in masks.
Right. They might have something to do with the...
Probably just trying to act scary.
True.
You know,
I knew a guy that wore a mask once. Said it gave them some abilities. It didn't.
Like, people who wear masks tend not to be trustworthy.
There's this old legend of one named Majora.
Does
oh my god, it's later on Jenkins.
Well, we can also ask the innkeeper too if she's heard anything as well.
The innkeepers.
You mean busy across the street, yeah. Well, he does tell you that.
I don't think she liked me.
Personally, I haven't heard anything about them. I heard that the delegation's going to be coming through eventually. But that was a week or two ago that we were to be expecting them coming through. About a few days before you guys arrived.
Oh, that's nice.
But there was some caravan guards over at the tavern across the street that was mouthing off earlier today when he was here getting drinks.
There's a tavern across the street
too?
At the, sorry, this is at the tavern, sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking the inn.
The city doesn't have a good sheriff, but two taverns.
Best city ever.
I don't like it, this kind of...
We don't like law, but we do like our drink.
It sounds like Tombstone. Like there's like
every saloon. Block, there's another saloon.
Saloon.
Oh, really? Mouthy caravan guards. Well then.
Our favorite.
I know, such a strange idea. Don't know
considering
any
how
we
already know which direction Mirabar is, right? Yeah. So which way they would be coming.
The forges of Mirabar. You gotta say it like that.
Yes. Fresh with dwarven steel.
At some point we should figure out where the old homestead was from Red Larch.
In the forges of Mirabar.
We'll have to create your own campaign.
So in the morning, are we going to have to the quarry, or are we going to...
We should handle the quarry.
I think we should get rid of handle the quarry. You know, as much as find out. All we're supposed to do is find out as much information as possible.
Because, yes, that's always where our adventures stop.
Yeah.
Totally not with killing all the bandits and setting a bear free.
Hey, we took a
prisoner. We didn't kill all the bandits.
Yeah.
We actually left one alive.
There's one in the stocks right now.
Yeah.
And we left those other ones. We actually... fed them and
right.
Well,
can
they really be called
the would-be bandits?
The would-be
bandits wannabes.
They were just hungry people.
They are the common people in need.
I saw those type of people all the time. Get on a boat, suddenly they're pirates, can raid vessels.
Destitution brought them to this place.
Okay, so you guys
are
going to your rooms to
or
crash hunger. For the night?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so
you
guys crash for the night.
I will take another drink up with me.
Well, I'm sure I'll have refreshments.
Oh, yes, refreshments are stacked and ready. Fresh, clean linen. Flowers.
Oh,
rose
flowers.
Petals.
Yes.
All of the things.
They're dried flowers, unfortunately.
Well, it's all right.
Well, they were going to be used for one of the drinks, so.
Oh.
They still might.
Oh. It has a little added savory quality to it.
Except I just start violently.
Okay, so you guys have a good night.
Right.
No, Brenda McKendra.
Okay.
Bear I do crashes through the window.
A dragon.
No.
Okay. So you guys wake up. It's beautiful. Now, do you guys sleep in? I'm assuming since you're drinking heavily into the night.
I rise with the morning too.
I generally do. Unless somebody actively wakes me, I will sleep.
Okay. So
I rise.
In.
I rise with
Miss
the one O2? I want to rise.
Oh, you know, I mean, they did teach us to rise early at the monastery, but I may not
oddly
actually.
Enough, so does your friend.
Yeah. I may not actually leave early in the morning, if you take my meaning.
I get.
There's an early rise at the tap house. And I'm assuming that you're at the temple?
At the temple, yes.
Okay.
I'm at the inn.
You're at the inn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we get any information from the innkeeper?
Across the way at the inn?
Yeah.
No. Just that I was holding rooms for this big delegation, hoping to make some money. But they never showed.
Very bad poor.
I'll be sleeping in.
Okay. As he wakes up in bear form and goes, oh my god!
Well, see, my bone shirt!
I'm doing yoga. And
okay. So pretty much about mid-morning when everyone's finally freed up and starting to get ready for the day, doing your thing. All of a sudden, you hear a screaming noise out in the street. And you feel it basically feels like a 5.0 earthquake.
Okay.
Things are running outside. Little rumbling, things are shaking. Just as you run out into the middle of the town of Red Larch.
Oh, we will throw the map out.
You couldn't just leave. We have to have a disaster level event happen.
Just as you guys come running out. Over here.
A little overboard with the bird.
You see. Yeah, a little overboard. You see a huge that just rips
sinkhole
that just sucks away and crashes down. And you hear crashing sounds, and all of a sudden you start hearing parents screaming because, you know, a few kids were running around and have slipped and fallen, that poked their heads over.
Well, we must rescue them! Shame, natural disaster, what can we do, Mother
Nature?
This seems
more like a public works issue. I'm all arrived.
I'm rushing to the...
You're course. Rushing?
Yeah, I'm rushing.
Okay.
Well, I'm, you know, mostly dressed and running over there.
I'm
going to assume... Wait, are going ba-gung, ba-gung,
wait,
ba-gung,
when did we become the local fire department?
I'm going to take me around to get ready, so I'll be there around.
Hey,
okay.
I'm not wearing pants.
Okay. And...
Oh, I'm definitely...
Okay, so you're all rushing to the scene of the incident.
I'd say quickly walking, because, you know... Shame, but natural disaster.
You don't want to run into another sinkhole.
Is there any rope around?
That.
It's like, how long's my tail? That's not long enough.
As you near, you see, you notice that this dark, gaping chasm that's got dust fluffing it
gross.
Goes very deep. And that's a great place to end it there.
Because I don't have rope on my...
Can anybody fly?
No, but we can all fall.
Guys, wait, guys.
If I were to take a rope and tie it to a dagger and throw the dagger into a child. Hold the child. I'm just kidding. I would only wound it. I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Your electromagnetic grappling throwing dagger of rope.
You know, that's...
Okay,
that
here's a different idea. We get a chicken. I throw the dagger into the chicken, throw the chicken in. The child, hungry, will attack the chicken and reel it in.
And you will rescue chicken and
child. Because I assume that's how you feed children.
No, that's always the chicken. The chicken's dead before
the chicken
is dead. They got to smell fresh blood.
Is that how it works, the children?
The Silvio School of Child Rearing.
Yeah, that's why DPS came and took little Timmy. Well, he wasn't mine, so that was another issue.
The mother was like, why are you taking my child?
Because you tried to mug me, so I stole your child to teach you a life lesson.
That was super awesome. Good job, everybody.
You guys ready up for one more? You guys want
to
wrap up early in the movie?
They have that movie.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah, we're going to go to the movie, too.
But
so we have enough time to play for like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, just an hour? Just an hour, yeah. Okay, well.
For now.
We don't want you to be late, though.
Yeah.
No, we'll be good.
Guys, okay. Watch this.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and rpgpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.